Hospital officials aren't releasing any details about the patient, but the person was able to walk out of the ambulance and into the hospital with some assistance. Dr. Anish Mehta is one of the five doctors working in the special isolation unit set up for Ebola patients. He says Emory is looking at all treatment options.
We believe the supportive care, allowing the body to heal itself and supporting it through that process is the mainstay of therapy, as is true for any severe infectious disease. If we have therapeutic options, we will evaluate those.
Mehta says the isolation unit at Emory is set up to comfortably treat three people, but could be expanded to accommodate more. Last month, aid workers Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitball were successfully treated and released from Emory. Mehta says the staff is comfortable treating this patient and hopes their work can be used to help treat people in West Africa, where the disease has so far killed more than 2,000 people.
That is one of the most important things that we as a team would like to accomplish, is to understand what parameters that we were able to improve upon and see how that can be translated to what is really the front line.
Another aid worker who contracted the disease is being treated in Nebraska. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.